Hi there, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before you get into this podcast, I wanted to share an important message from the Road Safety Authority. Over the bank holiday weekend, it's important to keep a watchful eye out for all vulnerable road users. That's pedestrians, cyclists, motorcyclists, and e-scooter users. With the darker evenings, the risks increase for everyone on the road. RSA research shows that over a third of pedestrians were seriously injured between October and December, and half of those occurred in hours of darkness. If you're walking and there's no footpath, remember to keep on the right-hand side of the road facing oncoming traffic and that you're wearing high-visibility clothing. Cyclists, motorcyclists and e-scooter riders, make sure your lights are working properly and that you too wear reflective or high-visibility clothing so you can be clearly seen. And for motorists, use your dipped headlights, reduce your speed and always be on the lookout for people walking, cycling or riding on two wheels. When everyone makes the effort to be seen and stay alert, we make the roads safer for all. Slow down, be alert, take care and look out for each other this bank holiday weekend. Brought to you by the Road Safety Authority. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
But first, following the launch of new Bus Connect services in Dublin in recent days, several commuters in the Finglas area of the city feel the issues that they are facing with the new service are more than just teething problems, and they are urging the NTA to review the rollout immediately. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy raised the issues around Bus Connects in the Dáil a little earlier today.
But every day, pretty much, I get emails about the state of the bus services in Ballycullen, Knocklyon and Rathfarnham. The 15 is the busiest route in Dublin. The 15B is also grossly overcrowded. And what's happening is that buses routinely fill up in the morning after the first few stops and then leave everyone behind at the later stops. This is a daily occurrence. One constituent says, I now leave home at 7:15 to get to work for 9. My home is exactly 5 miles from the GPO. Who is accountable for privatising the buses? I don't remember getting to vote on it. I'm going to lose my job if this goes on. Another student says, something needs to be done quickly. I'm increasingly desperate, anxious that I will miss something like an exam or something far more important than just a lecture in the near future. For years, we've been promised Bus Connects is the answer, but the A spine is now delayed until autumn 2026 at the earliest and will likely be over capacity as soon as it starts. What is the government plan to do to fix the bus service?
Thank you, Deputy. Well, joining me now is Cathy Benvin, a resident in Finglas, and Brian Caulfield, who is a professor of engineering at Trinity College Dublin. You're both very welcome to the programme. To come to you first, Cathy, what are the issues that have affected residents in your area since the changes were brought in at the weekend?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. Mainly, it's the bus. We had two buses, the number 9 and the number 83, which were very good buses and very regular, and they covered a very large part of Finglas going into Class 11. They have now gone and been replaced with the 24 and the 23. Now, unfortunately, the number 9 bus it was servicing Benevon Road, which has 3 nursing homes and a large secondary school. That has now been taken off Benevon Road, and it's going on, the new 24 is going down Benevon Drive, missing the nursing home completely. So the elderly people who are visiting the other their spouses in the nursing home do not have a direct bus. It did stop at the door. It now doesn't stop at the door. We started a petition there, I'd say, back in early 2025, and to keep the bus on Benevon Road. And we've had I think we have nearly 800 signatures on it, all from local residents that feel that the bus is just completely gone and we're not being listened to. So the new route that they've put in a new bus stop at the end of the road. It has no room around the bus stop. It is not wheelchair friendly. It has no cover on it. The buses from yesterday when it started have not arrived. You know, I was following it yesterday on bustimes.org and I could see that the buses were up in the airport. And when he clicked on it, it actually said it was 40 minutes late. So they were sitting in the airport and people were standing at the bus stop on Menevin Drive, and on the app it said it was coming, but it wasn't coming. It was never coming. And we could see this from the very beginning. Now,
in terms of the delays, though, there, I suppose, Cathy, the delays in the service, the fact that it was 40 minutes late, couldn't that just be teething problems as drivers and kind of passengers get used to new routes? I'm sure the drivers are being stopped and asked questions way more frequently. Perhaps they're not as familiar with the route that they're going, and that in time will probably sort itself out.
Not really, no, because this is something that they have been pushing for months and months. The new routes, they've been saying this is the way it's going to go, the frequency is going to be much better. But it's not. This is news to them. They knew which way this is going to go. You know, the local residents have been saying this from the word go, that this is not going to work. How can you, number one, take the bus off Benevin Road from the nursing homes, and then tell people, oh, just get another bus down. If you walk for 15 minutes to get a bus, it will connect you to a spine bus on the Ballymun Road, which is going to bring you where you want to go. Whereas we had two buses that brought us directly into the city centre. Now they're telling us, well, Bus Connect means you get on this bus, which doesn't arrive, you're going to connect to another bus. But you're not, because you're missing the other bus because there's no connection. They're not turning up on time. So
for people who use that route that you're talking about and who use it specifically, as you say, to visit these three nursing homes in the area, and you said there was a lot of elderly people, if they get on the new bus, how close to the nursing home does the new bus route go?
The NTA says it's 400 metres. That's what they quote. It's not 400 metres. And it's on a hill at the new bus stop. So, you know, the NTA have quoted figures, and we've actually gone back. We've written to Richard Kelly, who's the higher executive officer and the NTA or Octus liaison, and we've written to him and we've had no reply. I've written to Bus Connect, TFI. You know, we've asked these questions. We've asked them to clarify, where did they get this meterage from? Where did they get the figures from? Where did they come up with the fact that, oh, not so many people, you know, use the buses outside the nursing home? But they haven't come back and given us any of this information.
So they're saying it's 400 metres. What are you saying it is?
Metres-wise, maybe 500-600 metres.
And
but
what,
it's not...
You say it's too far. Is it too far for the users to walk?
Answer the question for me. How can you take a bus away from three nursing homes? Where is the logic when you came up with the new route to say, oh, let's hang on a second, let's bypass that road? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that there's a nursing home there and they already have a bus stop. And bearing in mind, we weren't asking for a huge change to this route. We're looking for it to go an extra six stops. We're not asking to go 15 minutes out of the way to include this road. We were asking for it just to go around the block and pick it up. But as the bus goes down further, it's missing out School Katrina, School Moby, Nafina, all these, you know, community areas that are there and that were accessible with the number 983 and now not accessible at all. For us to get down to any of these areas where the children are going then to play in the evening, we have to, this is the part, get on this bus to bring you to another bus that you're going to connect with to bring you past the schools that you actually stopping outside anyway. I don't see the logic of how somebody sat down, obviously at a desk, and wrote out what way it was going to go. It doesn't make any sense.
I want to bring in Brian Caulfield here, because I remember Shane Ross launching this Bus Connects plan. It was back in 2017. We're talking 8 years ago. There have been consultations, to be fair, and meetings and submissions and redraws and tweaks to these routes. It has taken a long time to get to this launch that we saw at the weekend, which I think is the seventh launch of Bus Connects across Dublin. But should residents like Cathy be listened to when they are now using the new routes on a daily basis and saying, look, they're just not working? Would you think that Bus Connects should go back to the drawing board?
First of all, thanks for having me on, and I can hear the frustration in Cathy's voice about what's happening. I work in Trinity now, not the NCA, so I can talk about overall what the the programme is meant to do. It doesn't seem to me like that there are teething problems if three nursing homes are being missed. From, you know, best practice of public transport, you know, development and integration is when you talk to the community and co-create solutions for the community. You listen to the community and you need to hear what they want in terms of a public transport service, because ultimately they're the ones that are paying for it and they're the ones that are going to be using it. The ethos around Bus Connect is that kind of spine and then, you know, these feeder buses that are coming off it. That is something that's working in other parts of the city, and there's a whole heap of statistics I could quote at you where it does seem to be working quite well. But it does seem to be me, at least in that part, in Finglas at the moment, that it's not working. And in fairness to the NTA, in and around Bus Connect, it was the largest public consultation that's ever happened. And the other thing is that these are buses. You know, the routes can change. They're not set in stone. It's not like the metro. We won't be able to deviate that. We can change bus routes. So I think that the more, you know, as the service starts to bed in, if these issues around travel time are still really high, then that's something the NTA need to look at. But to miss three old folks' homes that were mentioned does seem to me like an error that's in the current plan.
I'm just thinking about the other phases that were launched, phase 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6. Were there teething problems there that were ironed out? Did they go back in any of those instances, to the best of your knowledge, Brian, and tweak a route or change a route?
There were issues at the start of some of the routes. Some of the routes were overpopular. Some of the kind of the local routes that they needed higher frequencies on. And that happened. This happens with all transport projects. When we change something or we add something in, and that there are always these issues. It happened with Lewis Cross City when that opened back in 2017. There were issues around that and traffic getting through the city. It is very early to go back, I think, to the drawing board on the whole plan for that side of the city and to say it needs to be looked at again. But if the
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.